Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. To USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, I was just mentioning to Jason that I've said over the years that in radio broadcast, and in evidently in television as well, that when a person gets terminated, canned, fired, they don't find out about it right away. So what happens is the decision is made at the high levels in the corporation that, okay, what's his name's last broadcast will be on Friday. And they let him do the Friday, and then he signs off and says, see y'all Monday, have a great weekend, be safe, be careful. See you Monday. And then on Monday, he finds out that no one recognizes who he is anymore. He's persona non grata. He's not welcome. And he's been canned. And that's when he finds out on Monday after the Friday that of his last broadcast. And that's what happened to me. And that's what happened to Tucker Carlson. And that's the way it's done. Because in the world of media, the organization does not want you to have sour grapes and trash the radio station, the network, television station, network on the way out. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to say, well, today's my last day. They done fired me. And you know what? This is a lousy place anyway. They can't fire me. I quit. I mean, they don't want that to happen. So that's why you don't know until after you've been canned. And it takes a couple days, like the weekend. Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that's when you find out. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. And when I worked for a large corporation, a bank, there was a plant shutdown. You know, the whole operation was shutting down. The whole organization, top to bottom. Everybody was being thrown out, overboard, laid off, including me. And there were rumors flying that the plant was going to be shut down and we're all going to lose our jobs. And what did the boss say? Oh, you can't believe rumors. He didn't say it wasn't true. He said, you can't believe rumors. And a couple months later, I got called into to the boss's office. He said, hey, Vinny, let's go to lunch. I couldn't believe it. The boss was taking me to lunch. And then he said, during lunch, he said, yeah, I'm going to lose my job. I said, oh, that's terrible. It's awful. Oh, really? Why? How could this happen? And he said, well, you're losing yours, too. And he told me that we were, you know, two of the last guys to leave. We're going to shut the lights off after everybody is done crying and wailing and terrified of the unknown and no paycheck and all those things. And our job was to console them. And then when we were done consoling the employees, then we shut the lights off. And then we get thrown out. So that's how it happens. And I just wanted to share with you, that's the way corporations seem to work today. And I'm not talking about Genesis Communications at all. I'm not including them in this. But I've been fired a lot of times on radio, a lot of times, about seven. And Genesis Communications Network is the only one who hasn't fired Vincent Finelli? The only one. And I have the greatest respect for Genesis Communications Network. The staff, the engineers, the management, the owner, absolutely top-notch. Absolutely. And even if I weren't here on Monday, I'd still say the same thing. They've been so good to us. Could not have been better. Now, I would like to go to the barbecue. And every once in a while, I tease the engineers that I haven't gotten any. Have you seen the invitation? I haven't gotten mine to the GCN barbecue. We haven't had one yet. But I think that would be the neatest thing, you know, to meet our peers in broadcasting. Would that be fun or what? Well, we haven't had one. So maybe we can have one here at the farm. Maybe we can do it here. I don't know. See how things work out with the campground. And so I just wanted to share this with you. Now, Gwyneth has an extraordinary class today. Absolutely extraordinary. And I mentioned that this is one that you do not want to miss. We're going to be talking about civilization, the collapse of civilization. We're going to be talking about why crime is absolutely, positively out of control. And this has been known for about half a century, why this happens. It's been studied. And you're going to learn in this class why. And also, you're going to learn that you can't do anything about it. I mean, you can do what we've been saying all along, get out of Dodge and keep your head down, but you are not going to be able to prevent society from collapsing. It's impossible. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm looking forward to your class. You're in the front of the classroom. And what you're going to be teaching today is truly, truly extraordinary. Class, it's been right in front of us. We have witnessed it. You all have seen it. You've watched it in the news. But here is why. And you'll learn this over 2 hours today, and this will probably continue on for a number of future broadcasts, because this is a large topic, and there's so many moving parts. And the moving parts are spiraling toward collapse, every single one of them. Gwyneth, do you want to start with that, or do you want to start with something else?
I would love to start with that. I would love to start talking about the civilization collapse of the rat metropolis. You know, there were a couple of them that were put together in the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s. There were a number of rat and mouse metropolises that they put together. And this was to study society and civilization, because the creatures that behave the most like us human beings in nature are not chimpanzees, they're rats and pigs. Funnily enough, but pigs are kind of big. Rats are smaller. Mice are smaller. And so for the convenience. And rats and mice are less likely to turn around and decide they want to eat you one day when it all goes bad. And that's a bit of a problem for pigs, especially when they're treated badly, which they weren't. But, you know, they went mad anyway. There were two main experiments. The one was the Calhoun rat experiment, or the Calhoun mouse experiment. And the other one was by a fellow named Dr. Bruce Alexander. Okay, these were the two main ones. And I'll deal with the Calhoun experiment first. And this was a fellow, and what he did was he built an apartment building, a luxury apartment building for rats, mice. Actually, it was mice, not rats. He built this luxury apartment building for mice, and it could have held When it was full, I mean, every single apartment taken in the Mouse apartment building, it had accommodation for 3,000 mice. So 3,000 mice could have comfortably lived in this Mouse apartment complex that he built. And so he built it. He got funding for it. Actually, got funding from the National Institute of Health. And this was not fun. Nobody doing this. They wanted to know about this, and so they hired Calvin to do the study. And he did it. They funded him. He might have paid off his house with this. I'm not sure if he did. But, you know, that's the same. He got pretty generous and compensated for the study. But the point of the study was, he built this paradise for mice. He always made sure they had plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of bedding, and he had a starting population of eight. Which is a big starting population for rodents. And he put them in there, and around about a year later, about day 317, the rodents stopped replacing their population. They didn't stop breeding, and the birth rate fell below the death rate. So they stopped replacing their population. And from that day on, the colony got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And at its peak, the peak population never got about 400 bites at its peak. And, you know, I can't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere in the ballpark of 300 or 400 mice. This was in a mouse apartment complex that had accommodation for 10 times that number. So at its peak, only 1 in 10 of the apartments are actually occupied. But the colony always collapsed anyway. He did this experiment multiple times. Tweaking it, changing it. And finally, in colony 25, I'll tell you what happened. Because no matter what he did, he couldn't make it better. And actually, often his changes made things a lot worse. Although he doesn't know why. Every time he tried to make things better, it all went wrong. In colony 25, the mice ended up gathering into gangs, mouse gangs, and they were gathered in the central courtyard area of the colony, and they would have gang wars, and they'd kill each other. I can hear music.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going into our first break of today's class with Gwyneth Isaacs.
I'd like to get back into this immediately afterwards, if you don't mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, what you're hearing is an example of behavior that is exactly like what happens in cities. Exactly. And people have even been referred to as rats, including bureau rats. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah. Okay, that was one of the groups of mice. Another group of mice developed a sex mania. And they would go around every moment that they were not eating or sleeping, and they would look to have sex with absolutely any mouse that they came across, whether it was a juvenile, an adult, male, female, didn't matter. And those were always male mice that developed this sex mania. And so they're homosexual predators, sex predators. And there was a female group of mice that developed this habit of bearing litters and then abandoning their children and perhaps eating them or perhaps just abandoning them. And in the end, like I said, none of the mice were breeding after about day 317. But these ones, for quite a while, they would continue to bear litters, but then they would either beat up their babies, attack them, or they would abandon, or they would actually eat them. That's, I had mouse mice when I was a little girl, and that's something that they do when they are under stress. You know, that means if you disturb their nest, but these mice didn't have their nest disturbed. They'd just eat their babies, even if they thought it, even if it seemed as if everything was fine. Okay? Then there was another group that took over the upper stories of this mouse apartment complex. And they would sit around grooming themselves non-stop. And they didn't want to associate with the gangster mice, the homosexual mice, the child abuse mice. They would just sit around in their little mouse apartment and only venturing out to eat and drink. And then they would, not go near the other mice, and they would just groom themselves non-stop. And these mice were called by Calhoun the beautiful ones. And this is it. This is exactly what we're seeing. And, there's no getting away from it. We are in a gigantic Calhoun mouse experiment. And there was another fellow in Israel called Dr. Bruce Alexander, separate experiment. Bruce Alexander had rats. And what he did with his rats was he initially put them into small cages, about 3 times the volume of a rat. And he put a food supply and a water supply in this little cage. And he put a catheter into the top of the rat's head. And this catheter, which is a little tube, a medical tube, was hooked up to a button on the side of the cage. And when the rat pressed that button, it put a tiny, tiny dose of heroin straight into the rat's brain. Or morphine. It was heroin or morphine. I think it's actually morphine into the rat's brain. And these rats could choose to, they just eat or drink. Or if they press the button, they get a dose of morphine. And many of these rats press the morphine button repeatedly until they died. But there's a twist to this.
We'll be right back.
That's not the only thing.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Busy day in Washington, D.C. this morning. The President and the First Lady greet President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea for the official arrival ceremony on the South Lawn. Activities between both entourages will continue all day, followed by a state dinner in the East Room tonight. Randy Weingarten is lawyering up. The American Federation of Teachers Union president has retained top white-collar defense attorney Michael Bromwich. Ahead of her scheduled testimony this morning, she'll be speaking to the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese leader Xi Jinping appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call this morning with Ukrainian President Zelensky. China's state media said Xi warned Zelensky there is no winner in a nuclear war. Xi's government said they will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and she's done some research about the collapse of society. It's absolutely riveting, and I believe every bit of what she's saying, and we even have proof of what she's saying, first-hand proof, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But this is fascinating that the beautiful ones segregated themselves. They just wanted to look good, and you see that in the media today. You know, there are people who do that and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. And it's a relatively new phenomenon, right? In mass. And then the rat experiments by Dr. Bruce Alexander. And the rats pushing the button to get that next dose of morphine until they died. Gwyneth, what's the twist in that?
Okay. He wanted to be a bit less invasive, so he repeated the experiments. I'm not sure if it was Bruce Alexander who did the catheter into the rat's brain. But I know that Bruce Alexander wanted to be less invasive. So what he did was he set up a water, you know, the little ball water things where the rat, you know, takes the water out of the bottle, and it's got a little steel ball at the bottom with a little pipe. Well, that was the kind of water that they had. So he had a water that had morphine measured into it at a specific dose, and plain water. And he would put a morphine waterer and then a plain waterer in each cage. And he found that the results were similar, that the rat would take the morphine water until it died, until it knocked itself out and died of the morphine overdose. And so he said, fancy that. I wonder why that is. And, he had hundreds and hundreds of these rats in cages, and they were all stacked up in these tiny little cages in his garage. And then he said to himself, and it was literally in his garage. He was receiving government funding, but he was literally doing these experiments at home. Although he was getting funding from, you know, I think once again, the National Institute of Health. I think it was the National Institute of Mental Health this time. But he got approval for another research study. This one took up one half of one of the car spaces in his garage, and he built a ratty paradise. And what he did was he put a morphine waterer and a plain water waterer, and then he put food, and then he put nest sites, and then he put toys to stimulation, mouse, you know, rat wheels, you know, exercise wheels, and, you know, various other toys for the rats to, you know, puzzles and all that for the rats to work out in the middle of the rat house that he'd made. And then he provided adequate accommodation, clean bedding, you know, a mixture of male and female rats. But the difference between him and Calhoun was he provided mental stimulation for the rats. He provided them with toys in the middle of the toys and puzzles, things for them to keep their brain occupied so that they wouldn't get bored. What he found was that the rat would not drink the morphine water, that they would devote their time between looking after their little rat house, you know, I mean, you know, getting the bedding that he provided, because with rats and mice, they like it best when you put the bedding outside of their house and then they tear it up and then they take it into the house. So it's a stimulation. It's like housekeeping for them. And so he did that. They divided their time between looking after their little rat houses and playing with toys and solving the puzzles. You know, like he would put a little bit of food into, like, if anyone's seen any of these rat puzzles, you'll know what I'm talking about. You can buy them at the pet store, you know, like you put a little piece of food inside the little ball, and the rat has to figure out how to get the food out of the ball. And it's something that you can buy if you've got a pet rat, and you can you can keep it occupied when you're not there playing with it, because rats are highly intelligent and they literally go crazy, as we're discussing, if you don't keep them stimulated. And that was the difference between him and Calhoun. Was he provided tasks and stimulation for his rats. You know, work for them to do. And he found that he could keep his colony alive indefinitely and that they would not touch the morphine. And he said, well, maybe that's just because they've never had any exposure to morphine. And so what he did was he went across to his rat apartment building that he had with the tiny little rat cages and the food and the water and the morphine. And he got some of these psychologically damaged rats. He took the other rats out, cleaned it out, sterilized it and all that. There weren't any smells or pheromones or anything like that in the rat park that he built. And then he put some of these addicted, damaged, psychologically damaged rats, addicts, and he fed them nothing, morphine water, for something like 57 days before he put them into the rat park. And those rats, they found themselves in a good environment. They actually deliberately went cold turkey and put themselves through withdrawal rather than taking the morphine water. They would not anymore want to take the morphine water because they found themselves in a good environment with stimulation and, you know, they realized that they were in a good place now. And they still had problems. But they, to a large degree, got over their problems as the time progressed. And this is what that experiment speaks to me. It's that when you get out of Dodge, and you put yourself into the rat park of building a homestead, that you will begin to sort out your problems. Your problems will not immediately go away. These rats still went through withdrawal from the morphine, but they eventually more or less got themselves together. They were never quite as together as the rats that had never known anything other than the rat park. But they had a little bit better as society, and they gradually got themselves more or less back to normal. And that's the only way out, is to get out of Dodge. You're not going to stop this collapse. The only thing that you can do is get out of that apartment building, get out of the suburb that you're in, and get somewhere. I mean, even a suburb is better than an apartment building, but if you're in an apartment building, boy oh boy, you are gone. You have no hope of surviving this, and we'll go into that some more as the lesson proceeds. But if you have to get out, which you do, you do have to get out. You need to get out as far from the city as you possibly can. And you need to get rural land and you need to build a homestead, because even if you are in a suburb, you might have your little place all nice and fixed up and all the rest of it. What happens to the guy next to you? How big is your suburban block anyway? 500 metres square? 800 metres square? You think you're really going to be able to live on that space? And when the whole society around you is going absolutely nuts, you're not going to be able to do that. What about, you know, even if you could provide all your own food and water and electricity, when you've got some guy who's going psycho living next door to you or down the road and around the corner and decides that he really doesn't like you and that he's going to be one gangster rat that goes out making trouble and beating everybody, or gangster mice that goes out, you know, beating everybody up just for the sake of it. How are you going to deal with that? Or how are you going to deal with your children when the only other children that they have to play with are children that are abused? Even if you have never harmed your children in all their little lives, you know, they're not going to do well if the only children that they have to play with are psychologically, physically, and possibly even sexually abused children. That's not going to go well for them. And that, unfortunately, is the state of suburban America today and in a lot of places in suburban Australia today. And that's why I don't live in a suburb anymore. I used to live in a suburb. I wanted to live in a suburb because actually I'm quite a sociable creature. By nature, I'm fine with my own company. I'm perfectly happy with my own company. But I like to have friends and you know, go and hang out at a cafe. back in the day, that would be something that I would do on a daily basis. And I would, you know, I had a job caring for an elderly person, you know, an elderly relative. And I'd take her with me. We'd go and have coffee and cake every afternoon. And she was quite wealthy. And she enjoyed that. And I did that to provide mental stimulation for her, you know, and so that she could still feel that she was out and about and a part of society. And everybody knew her at the cafe. And the thing is, when I had to go home and the house where I'd made it into a beautiful garden, but there were pedophiles living around the corner who were stalking my son. That's suburban life in the Western world today. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, class, no calls today, please. No calls today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN Team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at gcnteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth is an environmental scientist. She has a degree in it. University of Melbourne in Australia, which is the equivalent of an Ivy League school here in the United States. She's a voracious reader, researcher. She studies all kinds of things. She owns and operates her own farm. She raises animals. She raises her own food. She generates her own electricity. She does it all. And so she has lots of experience with animals and can relate to the things that you're learning here in class today. She has, as you've heard, she used to live in the suburbs. I used to live in the suburbs. Many of your instructors lived in the suburbs and got out. And the reason we got out is we put these pieces together that you're learning right now. You've seen all this. We're not telling you anything that's new. However, we're telling you the studies that proved what you have all observed. But this is a class that connects the dots, that is literally showing you that it can't be fixed. The problem is so vast. The conspiracies are so great. The corruption is so pervasive that it cannot be fixed. All you can do is get out of Dodge. Keep your head down. Take care of yourselves and your family. And work with neighbors who are like-minded. That's it, period. That's it. And, of course, I'm including in that your fellow students and instructors, you know, as an extended family. But that's it. That's all you're going to be able to do. And as you listen to more of today's class and we actually give you firsthand experience, you'll see that what we're saying is absolutely positively true. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that was Dr. Bruce Alexander's experiment. And, you know, his research has been buried for probably around about 40 years. and just completely and utterly ignored. And what happened when he did the first part of his research and he published it back in the 1970s, everybody freaked out and they thought, oh my gosh, you know, we're all doomed because there's all this heroin flooding into the country and kids are not going to be able to stay away from it and we're all going to die, yada, 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 yada. And yeah, there was a massive problem. There's still a massive problem with drugs in the inner city. Why? Because everybody's living in tiny little rat cages and there's stimulation and nothing to do and no hope and a lot of problems. And so the government makes sure that there's drugs in the water, meaning hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. And they make sure that there's drugs on the street because the CIA ships them in and the FBI lets them do it. You know? They make sure that there's drugs in the food, including sugar, including MSG, including caffeine, all of which are drugs, including salt, which in itself can be addictive. You know, even salt can be addictive because you can get to where you taste the food and you say, oh, it's not salty enough, and then you put some more salt on. But salt's a drug in that it changes. The definition of a drug scientifically is a chemical that modifies the natural functioning of the body. Well, that's what salt does because it makes you crave water and it makes your kidneys work harder. That's what salt does. And, there's also other ways that it modifies your body as well. But that's the area that you have massive addiction problems. And the other area, you might say, well, yeah, there's a lot of places in the Appalachian Mountains where they have massive addiction problems as well. And although they might live out in the countryside, you'll find that they still live with 30 people in a single house and that they really have no hope for the future. And, you know, they have massive problems and, you know, nothing that they could do to really stimulate themselves. You know, because even if one member of the household tried to start a garden, for example, keep chickens, there's 29 other people in there, and they're gonna make life hard for that one guy that wants to put in a vegetable patch or keep a chicken pen. So that's the problem with the Appalachians and why you have so much rural drug abuse there. It's no different. It's still the Bruce Alexander rat study, just in a rural tech circle. So after the news, I'd like to get into the six stages of collapse, if you don't mind, Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah, we can certainly do that. And we can give first-hand examples of what you just talked about.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.